This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. The White House is facing criticism after President Biden said he will not give Israel offensive weapons to use in Rafah out of concern for civilians sheltering there. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The president told CNN the kinds of bombs the U.S. has given Israel have already killed civilians in Gaza. And while he is committed to helping Israel defend itself against Hamas,
he does not want certain categories of American weapons used in a particular type of operation in a particular place.
National Security Spokesman John Kirby says the president is not walking away from Israel. But Bradley Bowman at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy says he essentially is.
He's walking away from Israel's ability to go and get the people that did October 7th. Are you kidding me?
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Officials with the World Health Organization Thursday expressed their, quote, deep concern about Israel's military activities around the southern Gaza city of Rafah, where they said 1.4 million people remain at risk. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
At a news conference in Geneva, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the organization did not receive a shipment of fuel it had expected to receive Thursday. This despite the fact Israel said it had reopened one of the two main aid corridors into Gaza it had closed earlier in the week. WHO Health Emergencies Chief Mike Ryan, meanwhile, questioned the closing of two aid corridors for what Israel had described as a limited military incursion.
The first act of that offensive is to cut off the two lifelines to 2.5 million people in Gaza. The first act is to stop the fuel, stop the food, stop the medicine at the border. I don't call that limited, and I don't call that restricted. I call that a reimposition of total blockade on nearly 2.5 million civilians.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Chad's elections Monday, aimed to end 3 years of military rule, have been marred by what national and international observers describe as violence, intimidation, and fraud. Moki Edwin Kinzeka reports for VOA from Yaounde in neighboring Cameroon.
Chad's Prime Minister Success Masra, widely seen as Mohamed Idriss Déby's main challenger in the Central African state's May 6 presidential polls, says there has been persistent violence and threats against him and his supporters since Election Day. The party denounced what it called threats and serious violence to intimidate their supporters, who they say have also been arbitrarily arrested since Monday's vote. The European Union said Thursday that Chad officials denied nearly 3,000 civil society members it financed from observing the presidential election. Moki Edwin Kinzeka, VOA News, Yaounde, Cameroon.
High-level mediation talks for South Sudan have been launched in Kenya, with African presidents calling for an end to a conflict that has crippled South Sudan's economy for years. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir, who attended the launch, thanked his Kenyan counterpart, William Ruto, for hosting the talks and said that his government would negotiate in good faith and with an open mind. The talks are between the government and rebel opposition groups that were not part of the 2018 agreement that ended the five-year civil war that left 400,000 people dead. Torchbearers in Marseille kick off the Olympic Flames journey across France. AP correspondent Karen Chamis reports.
Former French soccer star Basile Boli held the flame up high in front of Marseille's Notre-Dame de la Garde Basilica, while the church's bells tolled in celebration. The flame was then passed on to other torchbearers. One of them was ex-NBA star Tony Parker, who carried the Olympic flame through the streets of Marseille as the crowds cheered him on. He told surrounding media that he was very honoured to be a part of the ceremony. The torch begins its 11-week journey across the country, with about 10,000 bearers passing through more than 450 towns until the game's opening ceremony in Paris, July the 26th. I'm Karen Chamas.
TikTok says it's going to start automatically labeling content that's made by artificial intelligence when it's uploaded from certain platforms. TikTok says its efforts are an attempt to combat misinformation from being spread on its social media platform. TikTok's policy in the past has been to encourage users to label content that has been generated or significantly edited by AI. It also requires users to label all AI-generated content where it contains realistic images, audio, and video. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.